Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to first thank those joining us here on the radio side of our program. We also welcome those joining us online around the world thanks to blogtalkradio.com, either through our switchboard, our live chat, or our podcast. We're glad to have all of you with us. Recording artist Bel Rivera is back with us this afternoon to talk to us not only about her love of music, but what it's been like for her to see the way that her music is impacting her fans around the world. For those of you looking for new music from Bel, we have her single Love Came Back here on our program. She'll be introducing for us. But Bel, welcome back to Conversations Live. Glad to have you back on with us.
Hi, thank you so much for having me again. How have you guys been?
Been really well, and look, it's always exciting to speak with you. You know, you and I were talking a little bit live before we went on here, and I was just saying, you know, it's been a little while since we've had you on the program, but I know you've been busy producing new music. First of all, Bill, I think, you know, in fact, I don't think you've been on since we featured you in the magazine in September of last year. We actually just reposted that link for those who missed that on Facebook and Twitter. What has it been like for you, Bel, though, to be able to not only continue to, you know, to have music being created, but to see the way that people are responding to it?
It's definitely a great feeling. It's I know I've said this before with you, that it's definitely a humbling feeling. Also, I think it's a newfound excitement, just because I can look back on things that I've done, also to, you know, acknowledge the things that I'm doing now. And just the combination of the two is just an explosion of excitement for me, and it just makes me love what I do even more.
Yeah. You know, and I think that is one of the amazing things, you know, just like, you know, us here, you use the internet a lot. In that interview back in September of 2012, the title of the article about you, Bel, was "The Woman She Is, Not the Woman You Want Her to Be." A really powerful interview that was. You know, one of the things that you said in that interview was, you know, about, you know, about the response, about the way that people, you know, are able to relate to your music. And you were talking about how that, you know, how it brings you happiness to be able to do what you love. Have you always known, though, that music is something that you wanted to be a part of your life?
Yes, I definitely have. Just from a young age, I feel like just being able to sing and write, I mean, even if it was, you know, just regular Christmas songs to regular traditional songs to my own music, it was just a found love that I feel like is always that love for me. I feel like from then to now, it just definitely hasn't changed. It's just only gotten better for me.
Yeah. And I think that is the thing, and I think that is what people are picking up on. Now, you have had some singles that I think have really spoken to not only who you are, but really to who your listeners are as well, Bel. The single that you were promoting last time you were on was Who You Are. As I mentioned, we're going to be listening to the single Love Came Back. Talk to us about inspiration for you. Where do you normally draw inspiration when it comes to music?
Normally my everyday life and true experience that I see, so things that have happened to me, I'd say about 90%. I'd say maybe the other 10% just from other people and just from my own imagination and creativity. Sometimes I write songs. I know one of my singles, Ride, everyone asked me what my inspiration for that was. And honestly, it was just my own creativity. I just wanted to make a story. So honestly, it depends, but I do try my best to try to put myself into the music.
Has it been easy for you to keep the balance? Because, you know, it's very easy to get lost in it, to get lost in the creative process, to get lost in, you know, the promotional aspect. You know, there's so many different websites out there for you to be able to communicate with people on. Have you been able to get to that place where you kind of find that balance where you're able to do what you love, Bel, but also to be able to have that you time as well?
Definitely. I look at my music, especially when it's personal experience, and I look at all of that as almost an open diary to me so people can understand me. But after that's purged out of my system, I feel like, you know, it's in the back burner and it's back to myself. You know, I feel like my music is almost like a pickup for me, it definitely even helps me get through a lot of the things that I've been through and, you know, help others as well, not just my fans, but also my friends and family. So definitely that balance I find as I grow as a musician, getting better.
Yeah, and I think that is one of the amazing things here. For those that are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. We're speaking once again with recording artist Belle Rivera. We're talking to her not only about the creative process, but also, you know, the journey to music, you know, how she first realized that music is something that she wanted to be a part of her life. Are you able to, Belle, as more and more people are finding out about you, are you able to keep that consistency as far as to be able to remain true to yourself? I know sometimes it can be difficult to try to be all things to, you know, all listeners or who people who may be expecting certain things. Has that been one of the things that you've been able to also balance, is how you can do something that people all over can enjoy, but is still true to who you are?
Definitely. I feel like, you know, the industry itself, I mean, it's a tough one. You know, you have a lot of critics, a lot of people, you know, telling you who they want you to be. And I just feel like, you know, in the past, there was a time where, you know, I was faced with those kind of obstacles and my music wasn't the same, you know, not just my own self and my personality, but I also felt like my music wasn't the same. And now that I've overcome that and realized that there's no point to be anyone but myself, you know, and also it's how am I supposed to give a message of positivity and, you know, being true to yourself if I'm not doing that as well. So I definitely feel like now it's a lot stronger. I mean, it has been before, but, I mean, it's definitely even better now just because I feel that I'm not only doing it for myself, but I'm doing it for the world.
Right. So talk to us a little bit about this single. Again, the single is called Love Came Back. How did the song come about?
Well, there is a story, a personal story to the song. So it's a very, you know, personal experience of mine. But it was definitely a first date that I had with the love of my life. And, you know, it was just a simple night. It was a cold night in winter. And, you know, we were getting ready to meet up, take a walk by the river. And I just came home. And, you know, I had this beat for a little while from Talkie Man, and it just came to me. You know, I felt that moment, and I just remembered that good feeling of walking by the river and just remembering what it was like to be in love. I hadn't had that feeling in so long, and that's just basically how the song came about, and the rest is history.
Well, so now we all get to take a part of that personal experience and make it our own. Belle, since we have you here with us, why don't you do us the honors and introduce a single for us?
Sure. Hi, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'd like to introduce one of my favorite tracks from Tigress and Euphrates, and it's called Love Came Back.
Question, baby, that you're feeling me, like I'm feeling me.
There you have Bel Rivera, of course, with her single Love Came Back here on Conversations Live, both for our online listeners as well as joining us here on the radio. Bel is back with us this afternoon. We're talking to her. It's been almost a year since she's been on the program with us, but we're back talking with her not only about the journey to music, but also, of course, being able to hear new music, including that single. You mentioned the title of the album as you were introducing it, Bel. Tell our listeners the title of the album and a little bit about the inspiration behind it.
Yes, the title of the album is called Tigris and Euphrates. I feel like it was just a really great way to put on my growth as a musician these past couple months up to this past year. I feel that, you know, you have your sides as a musician. That's, you know, your performing, your stage, you know, your ambiance of that. And then you also have your, you know, your personal side, the person that you are behind closed doors, the person that you are with, you know, the people that care about you the most and that you care about the most. So I felt that the combination of the two was also to bring about, you know, that kind of sexier side, you know, and also that edgier side, but also more of that vulnerable side within my music.
Well, you know, I mentioned the amount of time. You have definitely been busy, as we can tell, with new music. But also I noticed on your Facebook fan page, Bel, and we actually posted the link while the song was playing, while Love Came Back played, that one of the things that I didn't realize until I was prepping for this segment with you is that during this summer, you actually went to the voice auditions. What was that like?
Yes, I did. It was amazing. I went July 27th, it was a Saturday in New York City at the Javits Center, and just to be around thousands of people just like you made me realize, you know, my dream and how much I wanted even more than I thought I did. It was just, it was
wow.
An awesome experience just to, you know, hear all the talent that's out there, the genuine talent, and also know people that genuinely care about their music just as much as I do. It was fantastic. I had a fun time. It was great.
You know, isn't that amazing? You know, I don't think, you know, I think the creative community is so fortunate in that respect, Bel, and that's why I hate that there's sometimes that crab mentality that creeps in, but isn't it great to be around people who understand, who understand the sacrifice, who understand the dedication, who understand the long days and the long nights and, you know, the butterflies and, you know, and all of that. Isn't it great to be able to know that you're not by yourself as you are going through this whole experience?
Oh, definitely. I mean, being a musician, you know, most people think that it's easy. They just think that, you know, all you have to do is take care of your vocal cords and get some good sleep, but it's a lot of preparation, you know. It takes sometimes even months, even years, just to get yourself comfortable as an artist, and then, you know, knowing that there's so much talent, like I experienced the day of The Voice, you know, out there, it can be intimidating, but, you know, you have to stay on your ground and stay strong, and knowing people like that that go through that, it just gives you that extra push you need to know that you already are in the right direction if you're, you know, feeling that and being vulnerable and putting your 100% into it. You know, there's nothing better than that.
You know, one of the reasons I wanted to ask you about that, those auditions, Bel, is because there are so many people who look at, you know, any business or anything that they're interested in and say, oh, it's going to be too hard, or I don't know if it's going to, you know, if I'm going to make it. And before they even get started, they've given up. I think an example of you who, you know, like you just said, you know, it's not like you're not going to be the only person there, but it's being able to say, you know what, in spite of that fear, in spite of that, that you know, I'm going to move forward, I'm going to go on. And I think that sets such a great example. Would that be part of your message to individuals out there when it comes to pursuing a dream or pursuing a passion, Bel, that, you know, you can't allow the doubt to keep you from moving forward?
Of course, definitely. I feel like when you're trying to move forward to your dreams, there's going to be so much doubt, you know, and I think that the most doubt will come from yourself. You know, you're seeing all this talent, you're seeing, you know, all the difficulties, and, you know, you're just driving yourself crazy with that paranoia of not being perfect. And that's the beauty of it, is when you're pursuing what you want to do and you're being yourself, you don't have to be perfect. And within your imperfections, you're able to show the world that you're human. And in that, you know, humanity that you're giving back to your fans, especially, they support you more because you're showing and you're telling a story and you're saying, hey, I'm myself. I'm a real person just like you. You know, I just have the tools to do a different dream than you might want to do. And you can also encourage people to do whatever it is they want to do.
There you go. I think that is great, and that is one of the great things about this. Tigers and Euphrates, again, everyone, is the new project. Bell Rivera is the recording artist. Bell, let our listeners know how they can stay in contact with you and how they'll be able to support your music.
Well, two sites that I'm frequently on are bellrivera.bandcamp.com, also reverbnation.com/bellrivera. I am an active user of these two sites, as well as my music is on there for download and for listen. Please support, and just know that if you do contact me on there, I will be able to contact you at my earliest convenience.
Well, Bell, congratulations to you, and so excited we got a chance to reconnect here. You know, I think it's always great to be able to talk to individuals who are doing what they love, and I think to be able to have examples like yours. So congratulations to you, and it goes without saying, you're welcome back here anytime. Love to stay in contact with you.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And, you know, I want to thank you also as well for, you know, allowing artists like myself and others that care so much about music to be able to reach out to our fans. It's very important for us to have that support from you guys as well. So thank you so much.
Hey, glad to do it, Bell. And that is, I think, you know, part of why we are here. And we definitely invite others to be able to share. That's what we're here for. I mean, you know, a lot of people talk about the celebrity interviews. But to me, I love the ones that, to me, are the most inspiring. People who are doing what they do because they love it. People like Bell Rivera who are able to, you know, go out there and to really, you know, only showcase her talent. But also, I think they inspire people because that, to me, is our whole focus here. And as long as we can inspire people regardless of who they are, I think that is the great thing about it. If you guys came in late and missed part of this conversation that to me was inspiring as well, don't worry. You can catch the entire podcast here about 5 minutes after we go off the air. We've already posted the link on our Facebook and Twitter pages, so you can go over to facebook.com/CyrusWeb or twitter.com/CyrusWeb. Click on the link there. You can listen to the show completely for free and also share it with your friends using the social media buttons that you'll find there at the bottom. Again, we want to thank Bell Rivera for coming on the program. Also, I want to thank our good friend Brian for setting this up for us. Until next time, I'm Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music and, of course, a great book. Thank you all for tuning into this edition of our program. You guys make it a great afternoon.